Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Thanks, Eamon, and you are listening to The Hard Shoulder with me, Ciara Doherty. Now, Huntington's disease is a progressive brain disorder which affects people emotionally, mentally and physically. Sufferers usually show symptoms in their 30s and 40s. Unfortunately, there is currently no known cure for the condition. I'm joined now by Dr. Niall Pender, Professor of Psychology at the RSCI, along with Fiona Moran, whose husband, Pádraig, was diagnosed with Huntington's disease in 2013 and he passed away in 2015. You're both very welcome to the programme. I'm actually going to come to you first, Dr. Pender, because I think a lot of people will have heard of Huntington's disease, but perhaps won't know what that disease is or how it impacts people and their lives. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so Huntington's disease is a progressive inherited neurodegenerative disease. And that means it's a disease that affects the brain over time, with the cells in the brain slowly changing and deteriorating. It is a devastating disease that affects all aspects of people's lives from probably late 30s to mid 40s onwards. Because it's inherited, each child of an affected parent has approximately 50-50 chance of inheriting the disease as well. So in any family, you would have a number of people at risk of the disease and a number of people also showing signs of the disease. And you'd also have people who don't have the gene or are not at risk of the gene providing care and support for those, which is an exhausting and extremely difficult experience for people. Huntington's is associated with three particular groupings of symptoms. By far the most common are movement, uncontrollable, involuntary movement. And the other two are psychological and mental health difficulties. Indeed, before the genetic test was available in 93, about 40% of people were misdiagnosed as having chronic mental illness and schizophrenia, and were many of them were hospitalised in long-stay psychiatric hospitals. And also patients then present over time with a progressive dementia and a deteriorating memory and planning and problem solving. So it's an utterly devastating disease that affects, as I said, all aspects of people's life and their ability to have relationships and to work.
And how many people are affected by it and living with it in Ireland at the moment?
We don't have clear epidemiological data, but we estimate, based on figures from around the world, about 700 to 1,000 people are living with Huntington's, and probably about three times as many at risk. And not everybody goes for the test. There is a genetic test available. About 20 to 25% of people go for the test. There is no cure. It's an incurable disease at this moment, although we have had recently some positive news about some developments in treatments, but there is no cure. As I said, there's a low uptake of the genetic test, which we can understand why in many cases. So we estimate somewhere around 3,000 people that could be at risk. It's a bit like an iceberg. There's an awful lot going on that we don't know about, and there's an awful lot of information and an awful lot of people with it that we can't capture. We don't know.
And you're saying it is a hereditary disease. Yeah.
So it's hereditary. As at each child has a 50-50 chance. If your parent has the gene, you have a 50-50 chance of getting that disease. So as I said, many families have more than one person in the family with the condition and who are symptomatic. And it's also multi-generational. So you might have a family member who's looking after their in-laws, their children, and perhaps also then grandchildren. And you can imagine how exhausting that is and how emotionally devastating it is for maybe one or two unaffected people to have to try and provide that care. We don't have really good care in Ireland, and there's a real problem of access to multidisciplinary care and treatment for people with Huntington's disease in Ireland. And I mean, it's something that we're trying to push for and we're trying to encourage access to.
And Fiona, it was a devastating diagnosis for you, for Pádraig and for your family.
Yeah. When I met Pádraig in 1988, you know, I was 19, he was 20. And Pádraig was very, always very, very open. And like, that was a long time ago, like 30 years ago. over 30 years ago, 38 years ago. And his father had just been diagnosed in 86, 2 years previous. And with no genetic testings or anything, a neurologist in the matter just diagnosed that he thought it could be Huntington's and that there was a risk. So when I met Porrick, he said, he was very open and he said, look, my dad has this disease. I didn't know what the disease was, even though I am a nurse, so, but I had never even heard of it. And he said, I have a chance of developing it. And, you know, at 19, I thought, oh, yeah, that's about 50 years away.
That's way in the future and you're young and you're falling in love.
Yeah, and I wasn't thinking about that. And I said, oh, yeah, well, I did look it up a little bit on, you know, the world encyclopedias that your parents would have in the bookshelves. And all I could find was four lines about Huntington's, and I had never come across it. There was no internet, there was no other thing. So you know what? We didn't do anything. We got married. Porrick's dad died, unfortunately. He died in 91 then. We got married in 93. And soon after we got married, they discovered the gene. And for some reason, we ended up going to that dinner in Trinity with the celebrations that they had discovered the genetic gene on chromosome 4. And they said, we'll have a cure. So I thought everything was grand. We forgot completely. We lived our life. We had a great life. We had three beautiful kids. And we had a great life. And we always said, if there was any signs, if I saw that there was any changes or any signs, we would do genetic testing. So it was then available. I think in the late 90s, it was available in Ireland that you could have it done. So it was 2012.
When you started to notice signs. And what did you see? How was it impacting Porrick?
He was an inner city policeman for 25 years, detective. He was the height of his career. He served the people. He really served the people. Everybody would know Porrick. If they needed any problem, he was one of these leaders. Oh, you went to Porrick, he'll do it. Even in the neighbourhood, everybody went. And I just found his personality was changing a little bit of personality. And he was getting tired and weight loss. And it was the personality, because Porrick was he'd light up a room. He'd light up a room with his smile.
He was a happy, positive, hardworking. You were living a lovely family life. Everything
exactly.
was good.
Everything was perfect. And I just noticed some changes. And because of the work he worked in, it was very stressful. And because Porrick was he was always been very open. He said, no, we'll do the test. So it took a year with all the counselling and stuff. It took a year to get the genetic results. And we got the results on the 23rd of September, 2013.
And how did he deal with that sort of formal, almost diagnosis, being told, yes, you have the gene that your dad had and you will have Huntington's, or you do have Huntington's?
Mm. He was very positive, always is. Always was very, very positive. And I remember the neurologist at the time said to us, I haven't got a crystal ball. I can't tell you what way this is going to go. He said, but live your life, work away. We'll deal with the symptoms as they come along. And that's what we did. We kept it to ourselves for a full year. Didn't tell anyone, even though I could see Porrick going downhill, but no one else passed any, you know, didn't. We kept it to ourselves because I was so terrified. I was so terrified. And I think fear made a lot of decisions out of fear rather than, you know, and we didn't say anything. And then eventually we told the children that there was a risk. And he was quite positive and worked right up. And then tragically, he died on the 5th of September, 2015, which was, you know, all the plans that we had for when he was well was gone. And any plans that when he was diagnosed, I thought that the life, you know, I'd known it then all about the symptoms and I'd known everything. But that didn't happen either.
And could you see those symptoms?
Oh, I could
in
see
him?
The personality change, yes. Big time.
And could he see it himself? Was he aware that he was struggling?
Yeah. One big symptom is stress. If they're any bit stressed at all, everything, you know, you get overwhelmed over things that he was the most chilled. Spirit of drama was his mantra. You know, he wouldn't get upset over anything. I'd be the one. But least small things overwhelmed him. I just couldn't get his head around it. Yeah, no, I know Hust. I know Hust and even coordination and stuff like that. Very early signs. But the person who's living with the person is the person that knows it most.
And do you, I know you've come in here to speak about it today because you do want to raise awareness of Huntington's disease and to encourage people to have that genetic testing. Do you wish now that you had been more open with friends, with family and spoken about what was happening within your home and maybe got more support?
Well, the way I always look at it is you make decisions on the information that you have at the time. And with the information I had at the time, I met it out of fear. I was so terrified. But if there's anybody out there that is like that, you know, I think everybody is a bit more open now. And I think the generation, the younger generation, are much more open than previous generations. Previous generations tend to hide things. We won't say anything and it'll go away. But I think the generation now are open it up, tell me.
And if you want to judge, or you want to comment, comment, but yeah. It's better out than
and there
struggling
is,
within your own home.
Yeah, exactly. And it's amazing when you do open up, people are very, very sympathetic. People are very empathetic. They will help you. And there is things available, you know, early symptoms like, you know, people's coordination mightn't be great and people might presume, you know, people judge soon and say, oh, she's drunk or he's drunk or they're on drugs. You know, this is the automatic. Nobody ever thinks, you know what, they might have an illness. But now, you know, there's ID cards and people carry ID cards. And, you know, I only discovered today Dublin Bus actually have, there's a card and it's called Jam. Give me a minute. It's just, and you can show that card and then the guy driving the bus will say, this lady needs, or this man needs a little bit more, his communication, or he might need it a little bit longer to get to his seat.
And they just might have a little more patience and a little more understanding, which I'm sure many of them are more than willing to do. Exactly. Dr. Pender, why is it important that people do get that genetic testing?
Well, I suppose we need to know how many people have this condition. We want to be able to try and help as many people as we possibly can with the condition. And there is a stigma. People do feel a stigma associated with Huntington's disease, which keeps them from getting tested. It's an international picture that we see. But if people can get tested, or even if they can go and start talking about it to their teams, to their multidisciplinary teams, they can get the support and get the help that they need in the community. Whether it's urology support in the early days, or psychological support, or any other facility, particularly for things like working or education or insurance. There's a lot of issues, so there's a lot of factors. But the Huntington's Disease Association of Ireland are very good. And they will provide a lot of resources for people if they have any more information or if they need information or they need support. I would certainly encourage anybody who's thinking about going for the test to maybe reach out to the HDAI. They also have free counselling available for people at that time as well.
And you say there has been some positive news on the treatment front.
Yes, so you probably heard a few weeks ago there was an announcement from Unicure that there was a gene trial that they had which showed some positive results. Very small numbers, very early days, but it's the kind of probably one of the landmark pieces of positive news that this gene therapy slowed the progression of Huntington's in a small group. There's further research needed on this. They need long studies and control groups. But nevertheless, it was really positive news for the community that there is something that can be done for a disease which up to now has been completely incurable. So we're all being optimistic, but realistic that we also need to provide care for the people who have the disease at the moment.
All right, Dr. Niall Pender and Fiona Moran, thanks so much for coming in and speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder. Let's take a quick break.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.